Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 10, verses 22 through 38. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them life eternal, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Another feast and another contest with the Jews today. They press on Jesus to say plainly that he is the Christ. He replies that he has told them already, and yet they did not believe. We are recalling this extended plot against Jesus in John's Gospel, which is why our readings aren't going in order this week. Sunday's Gospel was from two chapters ago. It's the occasion when our Lord hid himself from the Jews in the temple when they picked up stones to throw at him the first time. It's on account of this saying that the church often veils her images during Passiontide, because when he came to his own did not own him, and they rejected him. And when he predicted so many times plainly to his disciples, the ones who did believe in him, what was to come, they too did not understand until they beheld his cross in the light of the resurrection. We are not worthy of this Savior, whether we are Jews or Gentiles. And nevertheless, he comes for us still. Therefore, we behold today in this text at the same time the mystery of his election and the evidence that God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The solution of this crux theologorum is just as veiled as our crucifix. Well, let us let the scriptures remain unbroken anyway. Even while Jesus acknowledges that the Jews do not and will not believe because they are not of his flock, nevertheless, look at how he acts to them, how he tells them to believe the scriptures, to believe the works, all of which are proclaiming him the Son of God. Just before the Lord hid himself in the temple and departed from it last time, he said in no uncertain terms to the Jews, "Before Abraham was, I am." with apologies to yesterday's lovely hymn, no one rose up against Jesus because of his healings. That's what's said today's in the scriptures. They understood that he was claiming to be the Messiah and God himself. What makes this rage and spite is that they will not receive him or his word. They would not believe what they understood and saw and heard quite clearly. They had devoted themselves to the scriptures in vain. And when 1,000 scripture passages were coming to fruition right before them, they despised that. And so it is said plainly in today's scripture, the works that Christ did, particularly the opening of the blind man's eyes just before this chapter, which we heard last Wednesday, these things were done in the Father's name to bear witness that Jesus is the fulfillment of the scriptures. To this he added further teaching about himself, about the sheep of God and how he is their good shepherd. The Jews who fancied themselves shepherds of Israel proved to be hirelings. They drove even the true shepherd out of his own tent with stones. And he then immediately began to gather to himself a flock, those who would hear his word, those who would believe. That blind man was a prototypical sheep. His eyes were open to know and to see Jesus clearly and to follow after him. He was cast out of the temple. What could be worse? Except it did not matter, because he had found the truer temple, the shepherd who would never reject him. Eternal life is not found with the Jews who hear but do not listen, who listen but do not believe the word that they claim to love. And that is why it is such a powerful and comforting saying of Jesus today that the sheep who are of the Father's flock not only have a place with him and a voice that they can follow, but that no one is able to snatch them from his hand. You can, dear friends, and you will be cast out of the flock of many Pharisees. But see that Christ will never cast out the sheep of his Father's flock, nor will they let anyone else steal you away. Jesus and the Father are one. Now, I admit with you that the sayings of Jesus can seem enigmatic and dim at times, especially in John's account of it. But there really is no fuzziness or ambiguity in the scriptures about this question, even if people insist there is. Jesus is God. He is the Son of God. He claimed many times to be so plainly. Those who deny it can't do so on the grounds of miscommunication. Jesus, with those who he was talking to, they were not talking past each other. What we see in today's reading is a willful rejection and unbelief. Lord, have mercy. After today's gospel, if we'd read on one more verse, it says, again, they sought to arrest him, and he escaped from their hands. The plot which was denied at the Feast of Booths is thickening here at the Festival of Lights. It will be finished at last at the Feast of Passover. But of course, it will be Christ. It will not be the temple keepers who gets to proclaim it, who gets to say, really, it is finished now. He is the shepherd who lays down his own life for his sheep. And how clear can it be that no one takes it from him? And in this mission, our Lord Jesus Christ is utterly sincere. With this faith, dear Christians, we gather now here in Passiontide and into Holy Week next week. We behold his hour is drawing near, and we do behold his cross, however veiled. Many divine paradoxes are converging. We must simply marvel and worship. He whose works were only ever good, he who is in truth addressed as God, though man, dies, and he is numbered among sinners. Do not be afraid to speak, though, with the unbroken scriptures, though the insurmountable sin is mine. The universal grace is his, and no one can snatch me then from the Father's hand. No veil can dim the vision that faith has. No time can dim your mighty King's glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.